Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
अरे एग्जाम लिख ले सुपर हिट्स 93.5 रेड एफएम पर रामदिशा ओबेरॉय. दिस शो इज कॉल्ड मॉर्निंग नंबर वन. नाउ माय गेस इज सिंस इट्स द 10th बोर्ड एग्जाम द फर्स्ट एग्जाम स्टूडेंट्स इन आर स्टेट 8.5 lakh of them विल बी एक्साइटेड एंड बॉर्डरिंग ऑन स्लाइट एंक्शियसनेस बिकॉज स्टूडेंट्स अक्रॉस द कंट्री आर नॉट राइटिंग एग्जाम्स ड्यू टू द पैंडेमिक. In Karnataka, the measures that are being taken are fairly extensive and I've been getting messages and calls from parents and students alike on my number 9880-935-935 expressing apprehension. So I thought it'd be best to interview Miss Sumangala, who is the Karnataka Secondary Education Examination Board Director. Let's have a chat with her.
So there are around 377 centers across Bangalore. Not only in Bangalore, in entire Karnataka, there are around 2,879 centers and 330 additional block centers.
Okay.
So in all the centers, what are the arrangements we have made? That we have made it clear to all the parents through the handbills and even the advertisements through the papers and even the posters and the banners, everything. Every kind of IEC materials we have used to ensure the safety of the students as well as handling the exams without any glitches.
I believe ambulances will be placed, lots of masks, sanitizing, thermal screening, scouts
sure,
and guides.
Sure. For the safety of the students, no sanitizers are provided to all the centers. The masks per child, 2 masks are given.
Oh.
And then thermal screening will be taking place.
Yes.
In all the health counters, because we have opened the health counters in all the centers and
Ooh.
Health desks will be there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So in all these health counters, no, these one health workers as well as the volunteers from scouts and guides are deployed in
Excellent.
Order to maintain the social distancing. And through the public address system, the physical education teachers and our staff will be keep on announcing how to go through all these counters.
Yes.
And how to maintain the social distancing. And also they are requesting the parents to maintain the social distancing outside 200 meters outside the barricading what we have they have constructed. So there also, yeah.
So that is section 144 to be imposed around the areas for these centers.
Sure.
Also,
yeah,
I was reading,
yeah.
Ma'am, there are disposable water glasses to be provided to the students.
Yeah, for the safety concern, we have actually asked the parents to send water bottles with their kids.
Yes.
Even otherwise, we'll be providing the water through these disposable glasses.
Ma'am, I believe the exams start at 10:30 a.m. and they go on till 1:30 p.m.
Yeah.
What time would you want the parents and students to reach the center?
See, by 7:30 the centers will be open because the kids have to undergo all these formalities.
Yes.
They need little time so that till 10:30 centers, kids are allowed to enter the exam. So as per their convenience, they can come and we'll allow the students to come with their bags also because they come very early so they can sit and go through the last round of glancing.
Sure.
So they can sit in their classrooms in the respective, see, even in the inside the centers, at the help desk, teachers will be diverting the students to their respective room numbers and their where the register numbers are allotted so that the kids can go with their bags and go through their books or the guides. And after 10 o'clock, we'll ask them to keep their bags outside. And this is what the arrangements are made in all the center.
So latest by 10 o'clock, the students should be at the center is what you would recommend.
It is better.
Okay.
In order to avoid the last time stress, no, it is better.
Ma'am, it's a big achievement that Karnataka is carrying out the SSLC exams because many cities and states in India, because of the pandemic, are unable to carry out the exams. It's a huge achievement. I want to congratulate you as the director and, of course, the other health departments and the government and the teams that have been working to make this possible. A lot of students will be traveling while they hear you. Would you want to tell the parents and students anything? Last few words from the director of Karnataka Secondary Education Examination Board.
Sure. Thank you very much for congratulating us, Disha. It really gives a moral support for us. And through this media, I'll want to request all the students that don't be panic and don't create unnecessary pressure on the students. Let them come on their own and let them undergo all these formalities because this is the need of the hour now. And then let them write peacefully. And please don't hear the rumors. And we are here and the board is here to support your students. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And to add to what Ms. Mangla has said, there is a helpline number open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. if you have any further queries. Yeah. And I will share those numbers with our listeners as well, ma'am. And thank you for your time. All the best. You're going to have a very busy, hectic schedule. Take care of yourself, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, the helpline numbers, in case you have any more questions, ye examination ka silsila to kafi aage chalega, kuch dinon tak chalega, aaj pehla hi exam hai. You wanna note this down? You can. 080, the code here, 233-10075. I'll say that again, 233-10075 or 76. This helpline number is open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Baj jaate raho.